From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The two American journalists freed by North Korea yesterday arrived in Los Angeles this morning to reunite with their families. They thanked former President Bill Clinton, who traveled to Pyongyang to win their release. Yuna Lee and Laura Ling had been imprisoned since March and given 12-year sentences for entering North Korea illegally. Mr. Clinton's meeting yesterday with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il sparked speculation about the future of U.S. relations with the Stalinist country. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton weighed in while on a visit to Africa, saying it's up to North Korea to decide whether it wants to normalize relations. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The Secretary of State said that the freeing of the journalists and the resumption of talks between the U.S. and North Korea are two separate issues. The U.S. and other world powers have called for North Korea to dismantle its nuclear program, but North Korea has so far resisted those calls despite international sanctions.
We have successfully completed a humanitarian mission, but now we have to go back to the ongoing efforts to try to enlist North Koreans in discussions that the world wants to see them participate in.
Clinton said she would debrief her husband later on the details of his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Former Democratic Congressman William Jefferson was convicted today on 11 felony counts, including charges of bribery. The FBI had found $90,000 in the former Louisiana lawmaker's freezer. The job market continued to shrink, but at a slower pace. That's according to the business services firm ADP. President Obama says even though businesses aren't hiring yet, he sees the economy starting to turn around. He spoke today at a factory that builds recreational vehicles in Wakarusa, Indiana. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
The president was in a county in northern Indiana that has a jobless rate near 17%. That's well above the national average. But he told workers at this RV plant that the economic stimulus is working, and he announced a new federal grant program that he says will create jobs in communities like this one that have lost manufacturing jobs.
$2.4 billion in highly competitive grants to develop the next generation of fuel-efficient cars and trucks powered by the next generation of battery technologies, all made right here in the U.S. of A.
This was part of a push this week by the president to highlight the effects of the economic stimulus enacted early this year. Other administration officials were out and around the country making the same case. Don Gagne, NPR News, Wakarusa, Indiana.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 39 points to close at 9,280. The Nasdaq lost 18 points to close at 1,993. The S&P lost 2 points to close at 1,002. This is NPR. A seventh Republican senator says he'll vote in favor of confirming Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Kit Bond of Missouri, who's retiring, says the best way to get conservative judges on the bench is to elect presidents who will nominate them. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The refrain for many of Sotomayor's Republican supporters has been, "Elections have consequences." Senator Bond said he might not have nominated Sotomayor if he were president, but he believes she is qualified to serve on the Supreme Court.
I do not believe that the Constitution tells me that I should refuse to support her merely because I disagree with her on some cases. I will support her. I'll be proud for her, the community she represents, and the American dream she shows is possible.
Bond is in the minority of his party. More than half the Republicans have said they'll oppose Sotomayor. Still, she has more than enough support to easily be confirmed. The Senate plans to vote late Thursday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has upheld protections for millions of acres of national forests. The court ruled the Bush administration broke the law by failing to analyze the environmental impacts of abolishing protections for forests set aside by the Clinton administration. The court also reinstated a Clinton-era rule blocking road construction in national forests. The police chief of Los Angeles is resigning. William Bratton took over the troubled police department 7 years ago. In a surprise announcement today, he said he plans to move back to New York City to work for a global security company. He says he'll leave October 31st. Bratton has won praise for reforming the LAPD and declining violence. I'm Barbara Klein, and